Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. When I went to Michigan, I was on my phone, and that song, I listened to it a lot. Y'all don't know the story about that. I basically was like, you could buy songs back in the day, like $10, $20, $5, and it was the first song that came up and you could use for shows. And I love it, and I used it ever since. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I did. Yes, I did. Oh, I ate too much. Yeah, to all of you. Oh, isn't it fun? Oh, those. Stop the oil. Stop the oil. Jeff Bezos' $500 million super yacht creates 7 tons of carbon emissions yearly. But don't worry, folks. Help him stop the climate. You know, all these people that... Folks, we got a climate crisis on our hands. I know I came here in a 1-ton carbon-emitting private jet every 2 inches, but it's okay, folks. Just because I come on my own private Learjet and everyone else came out here in their own private Learjets, and we have billion-dollar mansions and we live on the ocean, now the water's going to rise so much that that's why we have a mansion on the ocean. And I know we use more electricity in 1 week than most people use in 8 months, but it's okay. It's all for the better good. Trudeau sees right-wing American mega pushing Canadian Conservative Party votes against Ukraine bill. Oh, darn. People around the world are starting to see that, hey, maybe Trump was right. Maybe this world was better off when Trump was president of the United States. Maybe they're sick and tired of that, well, it's just a penny tax. It's just a penny. Wait a minute. I don't have a paycheck. No paycheck for me. No paycheck for me. I know you didn't get a paycheck, but you still owe taxes. Trans athlete who seriously injured a female player quits team after opponents refused to play against him. Along with Trudeau, Irish establishment seekers... It's crazy. These seniors, all these Irish establishment like people call this anti-immigration riot as hate lunaticy thing. How dare you stand up for your own Irish people and not all these billions of immigrants? Creepy Bill Gates forecast for a 3-day work week. Don't you just want to work 3 days? Yeah, it's going to be great. I'll explain how you're going to get that 3-day work week. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I really hope you guys feel a part of. And don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Kayam Ted, the lead pastor of Oasis Church. Today's Bible verse is found in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says that each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful servants or stewards of God's grace in various forms. And today I want us to realize that God has given us great grace in various forms. His grace has come to us through his love. love, through being patient with us, through providing for us, through helping us. And these are all the gifts of God that God has given us. The Apostle Peter here is admonishing the church in Rome to take stock of their lives while they're going through troubling times, while they're going through their own stresses, through their own persecution, through their own pain. He wants them to have a perspective of the grace that God has given them, through the gifts that God has given them. And he wants them to use those gifts to help others around them. So today I want you to realize and ask yourself the question, am I serving the way that God has served me through Christ? Am I loving my children the way that God has loved me? Am I patient with my spouse the way that God has been patient with me? Because when we take stock of what God has done for us, we begin to realize that we can begin to serve others. So today, I want you to take the challenge of serving people with what God has given you. As freely you've received those gifts, freely give them out today.
God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And like I was talking about this before I went on there. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what am I? Remember that old saying? Play a country song backwards. What happens? You get the car back, the house back, the wife back, the kids back. You know, all that stuff. The money back, this and that. Well, my pastor, I'm going back to Arkansas. That's right, man. I'm getting the job back. I'm getting the car. I got a car. I'm getting my old job back. I'm getting a place to live. Everything was lining up. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Well, he gave him the gift of prayer, to pray. Well, I'm getting my old job back like I never left. I got my getting the car, I'm getting a place to live, and this, and all this stuff was lining up. Well, one of the gifts God gave my pastor was prayer. No. Sequino. It's like, what do you mean no? He goes, no. You're to stay in Indiana. You have work. I've called you to Indiana for a reason. And when you eat beans and rice, when we had Thanksgiving this weekend, I'm like, I'm bringing the humble pie. When you have beans and rice for dinner a lot, and you people don't know what poor is. Poor is, well, let me see here. You get to choose between an Xbox or a PlayStation. It went both. We're poor. We can't afford both. You got to choose. Well, Timmy's getting the PlayStation and an Xbox. That's not fair. Yeah, they're rich. We're poor. You have to choose between an Xbox and a PlayStation. You're going to choose tonight between kidney beans or black beans. We had white beans last night with the rice. Now you want like a red kidney bean or you want to have a black bean? Let's do black beans, Mom. And Dad, you have more of my share tonight because you gave up some of your portion so I could have. I'm giving up. Thank you, son. I took my lunch money and saved it up and I got some vegetable broth so we can flavor the rice and beans. Thanks. That's poor. When you're eating beans and rice. But my pastor, God gave him a gift to pray. And when we all have that gift. And when he prayed, God said, no, you're to stay here. And I'm grateful. My pastor, he's amazing. But he's humble. I'm a godly man. But I'm also a human. I can backslide. That's why when I say he's amazing, he is amazing, but at the same time, he can backslide. Pardon me. He can backslide. And he knows he just can't have, his Achilles heel is oils. He's trying to lose weight. Well, if you have this, honey, if I let you have this, if you let me have this, you can have some Oreos. He needs to say no. No, I can't. Some people, it's all or none. And he just can't, you know, that's his weakness. He's human. But God given him a gift, and God told him to come here, and so many people don't understand that, you know. You got to go where God leads you, and you know, and that's the biggest thing. I honestly, truly believe the heart of God is not in this country anymore. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. I can steal $800 or less, and they can't do anything to me. Cha-ching! Okay, Sam, we're going Christmas shopping. You got an $800 budget. Keep it at $700. Just take what you want and walk out the store, son. They can't do anything to you. Tell me what you want. If you need to, I'll go in and get it. Well, I can take $800. No thanks. I want to earn what I have. No, I have morals and values. No, thank you. My niece is a prime example. When she goes, no, these are supposed to be a dollar. And it was like two items are supposed to be a dollar. He started switching them on. No, 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 just these two. That's right. You got to love this. Like I was talking about the other day, the guy that had, he's like, what is this? Stop the oil crap. Your safety vest is made from oil. Your pants are made, all this polyester crap, all the stuff you're wearing is made from oil. These cars are idling. You're not stopping them. It's kind of like saying, okay, I'm going to burn my Nike shirts. I'm going to protest Nike by throwing away my Nike shirts. You already bought the things. You've already paid money for them. How can you, a conservative, and you're going to wear Nike? Yeah, I bought these like 6 years ago, this jacket. I paid for it. I'm not throwing it out. I don't support what they stand for, but I'm not going to waste a jacket. Like I said, one time I went to, it was like a Value City clothing department store thing, and I'm like, yeah, can I get some money off these jeans? They have a hole in them. They're like a brownish colored, yellowish brown. No, they're all that way. They're made that way. What? Normally when there's a hole in stuff, I throw them away. That's when I, time to go to Goodwill. Yep. That's got a hole near the pocket. Yep, I'm going to lose my wallet in no time flat. How many washes until that hole gets too big? You know, but that's the problem. Not today. I support Jeff Bezos because he wants to make all the Amazon cars electric so that he can help save planet Earth. Way to go there, Jeff Bezos. Oh, what is $500 million super yacht generates 7 tons of carbon emissions every year? Oh, I guess he's got to offset his yacht with the carbon neutral toxic electric car batteries. Yeah, you know, what the heck? Like I joke to people, I don't know if you ever saw Mr. Obvious, if you ever listened to Mr. Obvious show on Bob and Tom. Oh, I don't believe in that Santa Claus crap. I know it's fake. I just wonder how long I should keep that straight going, because that's what Mom and Dad get for gifts, and I don't want that crap. Trying to keep the Mr. Obvious, he's trying to keep the, how long she can keep the Santa straight going. How long she can keep believing in Santa Claus. Normally the parents will get to an age, son, he's not real. Can't get over yourselves. We buy the gifts. We don't have money. That's why you're not getting crap, all right? Next. You know, but you look at this Jeff Bezos crap. Oh, we need to have electric cars. All of our fleet is going to be electric. Oh, I know this global warming crap is BS. I know this climate change crap is BS. I just want to be on the receiving end of the billions. I want to be able to, I went up to this person one time, there's no joke, I said, yeah, how can I get into this climate crisis stuff? Oh, you want to be an activist? I said, not really. I just want to have a huge, you know, $80 million mansion on the ocean. I want to have a giant yacht. I want to have, like, private Lear jets. I just wanna cash in on all the crap. You know, I wanna sit there and have a yacht that produces crap tons of carbon. I wanna have private Learjets jets that use crap that damage the earth. I wanna say one thing and cash off it. I want everyone to sacrifice in the name of planet Earth while I'm cashing in. And they go, excuse me? I said, well, if you don't believe me, just look at those climate crisis conferences and everyone coming in private Learjets. They're not solar powered. They're not wind turbine powered. But don't worry, folks. We're going to make all Amazon vehicles electric. Yeah, that's the offset Jeff Bezos and his carbon emitting yachts.
Bro,
what's up?
You suck dick.
Hello. Hello?
Hello, hello. Is this Tom?
Who?
Tom.
This isn't Tom.
This is Tom.
Yeah.
From Texas. Yes. I agree with Jeff Bezos.
On what port?
He's a rich son of a bitch. Globalist, New World Order, piece of shit. I don't like that son of a gun. They really should back up Amazon. It's a monopoly. They control everything. They buy up all the small companies and then they sell them off.
Yep, they do.
I don't like the eBays or the Amazons. I don't like them because they put out the small businesses. The small businesses are the ones that run this country.
Exactly.
But these large companies, they just buy up the small businesses and they sell them off. It ain't right. We have to stop this. We have to stop shopping here. We need to get back to the small business in this country.
And
it's
that's
the backbone
what,
in this country.
Exactly. That's why it's sad. Because especially when I go to places locally and it's like, okay, I'll wait. You got to order it? Okay, I'll wait. I want to go as much as I can. I try to use the local supply chain.
Yeah, and they make you go to Amazon, they make you set up an account. They want all your personal information. And what do you think they do with all your personal information? They sell it to all the other companies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we get the spam calls.
Yep.
You get the spam calls, the wrong numbers. And they spoof their caller IDs, which is against the law, by the way. You'll get a call, and you'll think it's your next-door neighbor or somebody in your town, and it's not. It's somebody from the damn Philippines.
Yep. I mean, that's why
we got to get together here in this country. We got to start coming together. And you know, I'm 79 years old, and the way I've seen this country fall apart over the last 30 years, it just makes me sick.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's why, like, we have, where I live, we have a local grocery store where the guy makes everything. If you get smoked salmon, he smokes it. Like, I tell people that come in there that are new, I said, if you've never been here, if you want to know what's in the sausage, ask the person, because everything they have in their store, they make in-house. The sausages are made back there. They can tell you exactly what they put in it. The ground chuck, they can show you the chuck that they use to grind it. They can tell you what percentage of fat to ground beef it is. And I say,
yeah, you go to Walmart. Yeah, I agree with you. You go to Walmart or Home Depot, you ask them you go to Home Depot, what aisle are the nails in? They don't even know. And they just, sorry, sir, I just work here. You know, there's no customer service no more. Prices are out of control. The inflation is killing everybody. I mean, I can't believe the prices today. They're unbelievable. 79 years I've been alive in this country, and let me tell you, I am so sick of it. This is not the America I grew up in. No.
Me and my wife, one time, she really needed something to eat, so I'm like, we went through the drive-thru at Arby's, and they don't even have a person working. Like when you go up there, hello, thank you for choosing Arby's. What can I get started for you today? And it was all automated. And it's, and I was I was trying to think of something I could say to it that it wouldn't comprehend. And it's like, let me repeat your order. You wanted a large fry. No, a small. You wanted a small fry and a regular roast beef. Is that correct? Would you like any ketchup with that? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Everything's going to be robot. AI. AI taking over everything. AI. Yep.
And Bill Gates is going to come out and say, hey, folks, are you tired of working 5 days a week? Well, you can work 3 days a week. No, you're not going to be working at all. If AI keeps doing what it's doing, you're not going to have any jobs.
I know. Our trucking industry, our steel factories, we don't make nothing in this country no more. Nothing. Everything's shipped in by China, Taiwan. That's why they're so worried about Taiwan. We get 90% of our computer chips from Taiwan. If China attacks Taiwan, America's finished. America's finished.
Yep. And
I'm so disgusted.
And what really took this country for downfall was when I went to Walmart during the pandemic, and I'm sitting there, and three guys I knew had masks on walking around. Man, they're trying to get us to go back to work, man. Man, it ain't safe. I'm like, well, then what the heck are you doing here? If it's not safe, you need to be in your closet with your can of Lysol with the doors locked. Well, they were making more money unemployed than they were working, and they were trying to keep unemployed as long as possible because those stimulus checks, we need to get more stimulus checks. And like, you realize that's
destroying our economy. Yeah, destroying our economy. That's why we got prices down the way they are. That's why the inflation is, they can't control the inflation. I mean, the prices are just crazy. I just can't believe it. I don't know what we're going to do. I just don't see America lasting any more than another 5 years or so. I mean, I pray. I don't like Donald Trump, but he was a good president. I mean, he was good. I mean, I'm a Democrat, but I tell you what, I won't vote for none of these Democrats. They're nuts.
Yeah.
They're nuts. They're not the Democrats I grew up with. No.
Oh, exactly.
No, sir. All right, well, thank you for taking my call, sir. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. So like, well, it's not like I told this one person one time. I said, when I was in school, we had unlocked trucks with shotguns in a thing, and in the back window you had gun racks, and you could hold like two shotguns, and they were fully loaded. Because after school, you could go hunting, or before school, you might try to get in an hour before school and go hunt. Why weren't those guns stolen? Why didn't someone take and open that unlocked truck door, grab the shotgun, and go into the school and blow people away? Why weren't there massive school shootings like there is now? We need to ban guns. Really? Oh, they're the problem? Isn't it the psychopath with the gun that's killing people? Gee. Okay, well then, if you want to ban guns to stop shootings, then you should be against using cars to stop drinking and driving. I mean, that's what's going on in this country, and I want to get back to this. Like I was talking to the caller, Bill Gates forecasts a 3-day work week. Don't you just want to work 3 days a week? Oh, yeah. You can't find people to work now. Don't worry, folks. I remember when, if there are more than three people in line at Walmart, we'll open up another checkout. Don't worry, folks. If you ever get a chance, you got to check out. Check out Bob Biggerstaff and his self-checkout. He goes, have you seen this BS in the supermarket? The self-checkout? Are you kidding me? I can shop for it. I can check myself out. I can bag it. What do you want me to do, some stocking? Yeah. Oh, don't worry, Jose. I'll put that truck away. Don't worry, you go take a break. I'm there 5 minutes. I'm assistant manager. If anyone needs me, I'll be back in bakery making cookies. Oh, I got that cookie order. Don't worry, those 30 dozen, I got it. Oh, that wedding cake, I'll finish that up. Don't worry, you go sit down. I just came in to buy some beer, and here I am, the assistant manager. I mean, yeah, hello, Hello. Yeah, I need. Yeah. I'm looking for this. I need some copper piping. Yeah, I'm doing some plumbing. I need some copper tubing. Why normally work in paint? I don't know. I think like the plumbing, like the PVC pipes and stuff. I think that's down on that side. I don't know. Just go look. It's somewhere. I don't know. No one. There's no customer services. No one cares anymore. No one. It's not the country. It's not the. Hey, I got $50. I'm gonna make a name for myself. Nope. It's. I'm gonna go to Mexico so I can cross the border. Cha-ching. It's like that the old Cheech and Chong movie. Man, we're going to get busted. Man, they can't bust you for seeds. Man, it's a bus. No, man, they're going to bust you for seeds. Oh, no, it's not a bus, man. It's just immigration. What? Yeah, my cousin Chewy, man, he called immigration on himself, man. They bring the whole wedding party down, man. They didn't get fed lunch. And it's basically a spoof where this Mexican family would call immigration on themselves. Immigration would come, pick up the whole wedding party. All the people that were illegal, they would bus them down to Mexico. They would get lunch and everything. They'd get fed, and then they'd have then they'd go down to be there for the wedding. And it would be on our tax dollars. It's not the America I grew up in. But then you get rid of God. You take God out of everything. I mean, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in the darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. This is, we get God out of everything, and guess what happens? Oh, you're not having growing issues. Yeah, see, when you grow up as a boy or as a girl, your body changes, and sometimes you can have some issues with that. Well, no, that's not what's going on. You're not just developing and you're questioning stuff about your development. What's going on is, let me see here. What's going on is you don't know what, no, you're actually a giraffe. That's what you are. How come 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago when I was in school, there wasn't all these kids that didn't know what gender they were? You didn't have half of the student population. Well, I don't know. You have guys that can't play sports, but they want to compete and win. Guess what? I'm a woman now. I couldn't make it in the men's team, so I'm going to be a woman. You're not trans. You're a guy playing in women's sports. That's what it is. I'm calling it out. We need to be... Yeah, a trans athlete who seriously injured a female player quits after opponents refused to play against him. I love how these women are finally saying, no, I'm not going to, if I got to compete against a man, nope, done, I don't care. If you're going to give him the title, if it's like a boxing match, if he's going to automatically be declared the winner, anyone that supports him or stands with him, sorry. Let me know what they are because I won't support that. But, you know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. We need to support these. We need to encourage. Yeah. When a guy is undressing in a woman's locker room, taking showers in a woman's locker room with a complete hard on, let me tell you something. And the women are the issue. Oh, the women are the problem, not the man. I don't think so. It's nice to see... Nope, sorry, we're not going to play. Bye. It's nice to see women standing up. It's nice to see women saying, no, we're not going to be a part of that. Next. Let me see here, folks. You need to wake up. It's nice to see women waking up and saying, okay, That's what's wrong in this world. We've gotten God out of everything, and, oh, don't worry, it's okay. Folks, look at the 1980s photographs. Oh, I remember one time I shared a photo from, like, the third grade, and all these people like, oh, man, I rocked the weirdest. I still have that shirt. Oh, that hair. Woo! You know, and you made fun of, you know, I'm glad some of that stuff is temporary, like the hairstyles and the shirts and the things you did, because these kids nowadays, they're doing stuff permanently to their body. And I can't wait in 10 years when the fad ends and all these kids that, well, I was a girl. No, you weren't. You're a man. No, I'm not. I'm, you need to accept me for who I am. You need to use the proper pronouns. I'm a him, her, or a she, they, or whatever. I don't care. I don't play that game. I can't wait till these people that this is who I am right now. And in 10 years when they did all this permanent damage to their body by taking all these pills because they were told that, well, I'm not a biological man. I'm a woman. I'm not this. I can laugh at the photos and my hair because my hair, I can get it cut and I can style it differently. I can take that shirt off. But people that do permanent damage by taking medications and stuff because they're convinced that they're a cat or a dog or something. I feel sorry for them in 10 years when this fad goes to the wayside. Just like all these people that are out there that are like, when you're sharing photos of people that have been kidnapped by Hamas and they tear them down, and I guarantee you those same people would be the one that would say, hey, this is Trump is a Nazi, but then you're going to support Hamas. It makes no sense, folks. Just like all these people that, oh, the world's coming to an end. Don't worry, folks. Save the planet. Do all this stuff. Oh, I got a oceanfront property and a multi-billion dollar mansion and, oh. You want me to we won't condemn. Look at all those people that they condemn these people for flying to this climate crisis conference in private Lear jets. Condemn them. Condemn them. Oh, no, we can't do that. We can't condemn them. I don't believe in the climate crisis. I just want to make the millions of dollars they do. I mean, Irish establishment sneers at anti-immigration riots as hate lunatics. Sorry if the people in Ireland want to put their own people first. Sorry, folks. I have people that fought and got injured from this country. I'm a U.S. citizen. I should be getting top billing. I should come before someone that just runs across the border. You know, maybe if we put God first and watch him work, maybe if the whole armor of God is put on, like Ephesians 6:10, the final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits and in heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body of armor, God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, your shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on the salvation as a helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which the Word of God is. But think about that. Oh, you can have an abortion, you can do all this stuff, but you can write and protest, but, oh, you can't really go to church. It's not safe to go to church, but by the tens of thousands, you can be out burning buildings and protesting. Oh, that's fine, you know. Oh, if you support migrants, yeah, oh, you can support migrants all you want until they become a nuisance. It's like all these Democrats want these migrants here until they become a, okay, what do we do now? We have hundreds of thousands of them running around. We have no place to put them. We have no ability to take care of them or do anything for them. We don't have the resources. We don't have nothing. See, they want to look like the good doers and, hey, let's help. Let's be there. Let's help these people. Come on, guys. Let's do the right thing. Let's open up the borders and let them come in. And guess what happens? Oh, they're all for letting them in and doing whatever they want to until, guess what? Until they have to deal with them. Oh, they want the migrants here, but then if you bust them to their house, oh, no one. All these people at these migrant rooms, oh, we need to have open borders and let all these people in. Will you house them? Oh, I can't house them. You know, I'm married a Trump person. You're all about having them there, except for as long as you don't have to see them or deal with them, you're okay with it. It's nice to see people stand up for their own people. These countries don't know what to do when people are standing up for what they believe in. Trudeau sees right-wing American mega pushing Canadian Conservative Party votes against the Ukraine bill. Wow. People worldwide are saying, hey, maybe Trump's world was better after all. Maybe planet Earth was safer under Trump. Russia and Ukraine were not at war. Hamas and Iran, basically, and the Palestinians were not attacking Israel like they are. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. The problem we have in this world is we've gotten Christ out. Yeah, I guess in God we trust doesn't matter anymore. Huh? Psalms 119:11 and more. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your words. We have forgotten the words. Don't worry. I know people that shut down their churches because of COVID because they were scared, and most of the people didn't come back. I tore my right calf muscle. I was in so much pain. I was struggling with who I was in Christ. And I didn't want to backslide. I'm like, you can just, here, I'll get your pillow. We'll get you all set up. You can just sit right here and get nice and comfy, and you can watch this. Church service from the bed. I'm like, yeah, I bet you 10 minutes into the thing, I'll fall asleep. Nope, I'm getting dressed, and we're going to get me there. I don't care. I'm not going to backslide. I want to go to church. Just like my pastor, that can't have one Oreo. He has to have the whole box. It's just one Sunday, and then, oh, man, I don't feel good. I didn't have to do this. And then finally, like, after, like, the fourth service, my wife's like, I think you can get up on stage and play your guitar. I'm like, you know what? I think I can. And I got up there, and I'm like, I still have my thing, and I'm like, I played. I'm like, what are we playing? Let me get my guitar tuned. Let me find the stuff, and, you know. And it's what I did, and it's what we do is, you know, and it's one of those things You know, when COVID happened, oh, you can't do this, 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 or this. Oh, you can have an abortion? Okay, but they don't want you in church. They didn't want us fellowshipping. We need to have human interaction. We need to be around people. That's why I kind of like my job, because I have a sword at work. And he's like, let me make sure I got, well, where am I at? Let me see here. Hopefully. He goes, Philippians 3, 13 through 15. Right on, brother. And I gave him my verse, and it's amazing, because everything that I share with him, not knowing this, was his struggles. See, the thing we have is, when everything's going wrong, like if we're having problems, you know, people run to pray when there's problems. People don't usually run to prayer when everything's going great. They normally don't pray when things are going good. When things are going great, they're praising God. Are they praising God when things are going bad? I do as much as I can praise God. In my head, I do it. Pardon me. But, you know, and that's what's wrong in this world. Oh, don't worry. The government will solve it. It was a different world we lived in, because back in the day, like the old timers in the church, they didn't have. I got prayer. Huh? Yep, I got prayer. No, I got this right here, man. I got this stuff. In my day, we didn't have chlorobenzotricycline 6 milligrams extended release. Yeah, it's the newest, latest thing. They had the word, the scripture. They had the Bible to stand on. They had the word to stand on. Trust in God with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. They had the word. Candy, I want people to pray for me. If you don't believe in, and you don't have faith the size of mustard seed, and you say to that mountain, move, and it shall be moved, that says the Lord. If you don't believe that, then I want people, and you had to rely on your faith and trust in God. Not today. I've got the government. I'm okay. Oh, no, it's not safe to go back to work. I want my stimulus checks. Just keep... I couldn't... Like, one time, I think it was in California when they had those reparations. Oh, we need to get this much money in reparations. How much they wanted every black person to get for reparations. And I'm like, you want to know how much inflation would go up? Here's a $300 hamburger. Well, because they look at the prices when it's like a dollar for something, but they don't look at it like that. You need to look at it like, okay, if everyone has $1 million, how much is that, you know? They see the prices now, but like imagining the millions of dollars they would have. No, if all of a sudden everyone has all this money, well, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I'm Joe Biden. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Yeah. I remember I saw a thing like there was like $2.03 trillion missing from the Pentagon the day before Donald Rumsfeld, the day before 9/11 happened, and then the next day, oops, the Pentagon was attacked, and no one questioned what happened to that money. James 4, 3 through 4. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. The adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. And so many people, well, I say that because I chose that scripture big time, because I've seen people... $1 million for eternity with God and Jesus. I'll take $1 million. $1 billion, I'll take. And most people, 10 billion, 1 billion, 10 million. I get eternity with Jesus? Sweet. Score. Yep. Look at the wild animals and the birds. Do they ask where their clothes come from? Do they ask where they... No. No. God provides them food. God provides them clothing. It's okay, folks. The birds and animals don't wonder where they're getting their food from and their clothes from, but it's okay, folks. It's this world we live in, folks. But it's okay, folks. More and more people are realizing that, hey, I put my hope and faith in this world and it ain't working. It's amazing. Look at Kat Von D, Christian. A lot of these people that have lots of money realizing that their hope and faith in this world didn't really work. It's okay, folks. It's okay. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. It's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. The government doesn't solve the problems. You are the government. Don't worry, folks. You're going to give us a stimulus bill. Who do you think's flipping that, but who do you think's paying for it? Don't worry, folks. We need to have... When are we going to have our inflation relief checks? You want an inflation or what? You want an inflation or what kind of? Oh, that kind of. I joked about that one time, and my buddy's like, that's why we're in this mess in the first place. I'm like, oh, we are? But it's okay, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just got to put God first and watch him work, and that's what we're trying to do in this world. Just remember, meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made from the essence of nard. She broke open the jar and poured it over his head. Some of the people were indignant. Why waste such expensive perfume, they asked. It could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor. So they scolded her harshly. But Jesus replied, leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could and has anointed my body for burial ahead of time. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed. She didn't have. She gave what she, you know, well, they could have said, well, why don't you help the people? You can help people all. There's always going to be a poor among you. Help them. The word never changes, no matter how hard the devil tries. Jesus didn't change. The people around him did. That's a big difference. Well, don't worry, folks. We got to get people in here. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I do this show because I want people to wake up. Maybe there's someone out there listening to me. Well, guess what, folks? Yeah, I tried the world. Let me try something else. That 70-plus-year-old caller, he doesn't recognize the country we're in anymore. I don't either. We grew up from a different time. We grew up in a different era. When my neighbors had my house key. Now, there's some family members you probably wouldn't give a house key to, but I had my neighbor's house key. They had ours. I still remember the one time my sister was home. She came downstairs. Can I help you? And one of my neighbors, oh, I didn't think you were home. I just wanted to borrow a little bit of sugar. Okay. We didn't care. You know, just we should have knocked or whatever. She didn't think anyone was home and just walked in, you know. Okay. You know, but they're great friends. I'd do anything for them, you know, and they'd probably help me if I needed it. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to try to get into some Premier League news. Yes, what a goal. I've just got it's just I mean that oh yes. I mean, that goal against Everton was like the goal of the season. It was incredible. And I think Ten Hag is the right guy. He needs to be backed. I'm telling you right now, Ten Hag is the manager. He just needs to be backed. And when he gets backed, be prepared. Be prepared. You back Ten Hag, and I think everything's going to work out. The greatest gift ever came into the see. I was listening to the radio station today, and they said, like, what can you do that's free, that doesn't cost anything, that's a gift? I'm like, well, God gave me the greatest gift ever. Yes, my wife wants me to cook her food. See, everyone loves me because I can cook, and that's a great thing.
That's not the only reason why I love you.
Oh, I know, but
that's a good reason why I love you.
Yes. Thank you so much. When I get done here, folks, I'm going to be making some rub-a-dub-dub, grub in the tub. But like that 79-year-old caller that called in as I get ready to end my show, it's like I kind of relate it to the football team. Like my Manchester United is not the team I remember. But just like he doesn't relate to this America of now, you know. I really truly believe Ten Hag is the right manager. We got to back him and give him the right resources. He can't have players from three other managers. He needs to, if he gets his own players in there that he really wants, it's going to be party time because that bicycle kick. I'm like, was that Wayne Rooney again? I mean, it was that good. It was, I mean. Oh, I know. I think the greatest, my favorite player of all time was Ruben Nostori. That he was probably, Wayne Rooney will go down, in my opinion, is probably the greatest player of all time. But it's like, if it wasn't for the ankle injury, who knows how good Nostori could have, what he could have continued. Just like there are people that say, when you look at the Busby Babes and Duncan Edwards, how like some of those players, if they wouldn't have died, they were they would make like Wayne Rooney look like he couldn't even play football. And okay, you know, and I think there's a bunch of players that need to go. Oh, he's worth more. No, they're offering you 30 million pounds. Take it. 40, take it. Run. We want this much. No, they're worth. Dude, they'll give you 15. Get them. Take it. Take it. Get out. Take the money and run. go, take your money and run. You know, because I have one of my, I have a couple guys at work that we talk sports once in a while. Yeah, I work for a German company, and it's funny because all the guys that are from Germany, I'm like, what did you think of the game yesterday? Oh, I don't watch football. Are you kidding me? You're German. You should be in. I'm like, so what do you think about Leverkusen? That game, that goal. I used to be into it, but don't have much time now. Okay. He goes, but I'll have to watch the replay. I mean, it's just funny when you sit there like, the one guy, I'm like, yeah, he's German. He loves football. I'm like, baseball. I'm like, okay. But, you know, it's just.
Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, they lose. They're like that. They're like the Chicago Cubs of the AL. Got about 90 seconds left, but thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I've been just on this.
But we still got the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest coach in the history of football. He has 25 Super Bowls. He never lost once. Mike Ditka, the Bears. Oh, yeah. I miss that. I miss that. Oh, that's funny.
I miss CNN. CNL was funny.
SNL, you mean?
SNL, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when it was funny. Yeah, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And this country's coming back, folks. People are waking up. People are sitting there going, guess what, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I tried the world, and it didn't work. I'm giving it to God now. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.